Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Prescott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leo Posada. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Bertoia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is hit by the pitch. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Prescott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prescott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 1 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Prescott who is chasing the ball. Virals reaches third base with a triple. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Posada. Martin reaches second base with a double. Posada throws the ball into Lump who relays the ball to Bertoia who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Virals scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Prescott who is chasing the ball. Killebrew reaches third base with a triple. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia strikes out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Posada goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive beyond short. Hauser can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Green moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle is walked intentionally. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Green scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Norm Baz now pitching. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Tuttle scores. Kralik moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kralik moves to third. Virals moves to second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kralik scores. Verhulst scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Art Dittmar now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Prescott. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. It's 8-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Twins. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Prescott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prescott is 0-for-1 in the game. Prescott takes first base on ball 4. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kralik hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia bunts towards third. Tuttle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Covington pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Covington moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Rakow now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verhaals is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Prescott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prescott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Prescott hits a line drive towards third. Tuttle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Posada strikes out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertoia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. There goes Killebrew. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Dan Dobek pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-4 in the game. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Dobek now playing left field. Jerry Walker pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Kunkel covering, for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kralik hits a fly ball into center field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verhals is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Prescott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prescott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Prescott hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.